Good evening, fellow creatures of the night. Join me as my friend Dave Gloss presents music of the swing era in my kind of style. I hope you'll enjoy listening to a collection like Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong. So now here's my host for this evening, and yours too, my friend David Gloss. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Swing Shift. And it's time for our annual Halloween treat. So I hope you'll stay tuned for some marvelous sounds from the swing era. And we're going to commence tonight's broadcast with Bing Crosby.
Outside when it gets late. Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size, some short and fat, some tall and thin, some don't even bother to wear their skin. Oh, I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. Have a midnight jamboree. They break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst when he goes a-jogging across the land, holding a noggin in his hand. Demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown. And there's no wraith like a spooky spurn.
They don't like him and he's really burnt.
He swears to the longest day he's dead, he'll show them that he can get ahead. You're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, 'cause he'll clip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big, part in the middle or a wig, black or white or even red. The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip and a clippity-clop, he's out looking for a
top-to-chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan.
You can't reason with a headless man.
So after dark, your kids be good. Stay at home the way that you should. 'Cause right outside and waiting there is the headless horseman.
Beware.
And I'm getting out of here.
Crooked nose. Lived in the log hut and they called him Old Man Mose.
Yeah.
Early one morning I knocked at his door. Didn't hear a single sound. I ain't gonna do it no more. 'Cause I believe.
Old Man.
I believe.
Old Man.
I believe.
Old Man.
That Old Man Mose is dead. I'm telling you, I believe.
Oh, man.
I believe.
Oh, man.
I do believe.
Oh, man.
That
old man
Moses did now.
We believe.
Moses kicked the bucket.
We believe.
Moses kicked the bucket.
We believe.
Moses kicked the bucket.
We believe.
Oh, baby.
We believe.
Moses kicked the bucket.
We believe.
Moses kicked the bucket.
We believe.
Moses kicked the bucket.
We believe.
Now look at here. I went around to the side and I peeped through the crack. I saw an old man laying flat on his back.
Yeah.
If old man Mose was dead asleep, I did not know. Boy, after looking through that window, I ain't gonna do that no more. Cause I found out.
Oh, man.
I found out.
Oh, man.
I found out.
Oh, man.
That old man Mose, I'm telling you, I found out.
Oh, man.
What it's all about.
Oh, man.
I found out.
Oh, man.
That old man Mose dead now.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Oh, man.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
Mose kicked the bucket.
We found out.
He's dead. Old man.
Oh,
bet that bad old Joseph is dead.
The great Louis Armstrong, of course, with one of his hits from the early 30s and early times at the Decca label with Old Man Mose. Prior to that, we listened to The Headless Horseman from Bing Crosby, and we're having some fun here on Swing Shift this evening. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast as we head into Halloween on Tuesday. Should be a lot of fun. In the meantime, sit back and listen to some enjoyable sounds. First, from Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra with Louis Armstrong, and then we'll go into the Brothers Together, then with Tommy's band. Here we go.
Boy, don't you go in there. Come out of that, boy. Don't you know that house is haunted? It's an old deserted mansion on an old forgotten road where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party in a manor a la mode, and they cordially invited all the gang out. At a dark, bewitching hour, when the fun was loud and hearty, a notorious wallflower became the life of the party. The spooks were having their midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful train. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, now a goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, all the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped their broomstick when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such an earthly laughter, such hilarious groan, when skeleton in closet rattled his bone.
the most transparent little man. We bounce around from pillar to post, me and my bosom pal, my friend the ghost. Whenever we go out on the spree, he says to me, how about a little chat? Then pretty soon I'm deeply engrossed in a discussion with my friend the ghost. He thinks what I think, and he drinks what I drink. In fact, we're unique in our clique, so to speak. We get along like peas in a pod. Sounds kinda odd, but when I need a friend, he bounces in and starts playing host. Well, look who's standing here, my friend the ghost. He's about 9 feet tall, only a foot wide. In fact, I think he's standing right at the... Oh, I'm sorry, madam.
Well, you've got your nerve.
He's usually here with some cheer every day. He's sure been a pal since my gal went away. Although you may not see him at first, just quench your thirst, soon he will be along. Don't get me wrong, I don't mean to boast, but you can count upon my friend. Thank you.
Listen. There are those who feel opera belongs to the past, who feel opera is elitist, who feel opera is hard to understand, who feel opera is cliché. There are those who feel opera speaks directly to the heart, who feel opera transports them to new worlds. KGNU lets you feel opera. Monday evenings, 7 to 8 p.m., KGNU brings you the Opera Box, the best seat in the house for experiencing all the facets of the opera world. Hosts Chris Moore and Ron Nadel are your guides with the music, the artists, the recordings, the interviews, and the Colorado opera scene. KGNU's Opera Box, Mondays at 7 p.m. Open it if you dare to feel.
And KGNU would like to thank the greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. More information is available online at gphc.org, or you can reach them by phone at 303-388-0918. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's Halloween version of Swing Shift. I hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. We're here every Thursday between 9 and 10 o'clock from the Denver studios of KGNU. If you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, our studio line is 303-825-0619. Before we got to that break, we were listening to the sounds of the Dorseys, first originally with Skeleton in the Closet, the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra featuring Louis Armstrong. Then we turned to My Friend the Ghost from the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra of the 50s, and then Dry Bones by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. Wonderful stuff. We're going to turn now to a tune that the Hudson and DeLange Orchestra featured in their heyday of the late 30s. Here's Mr. Ghost Goes to Town. Thank you.
kneeling. It seems that I'm kneeling on the ceiling of my room. Nightmare sure has got me in the air. And there's no use denying, and there's no denying, I dream that I'm dying and I'm going in my doom.
We just heard Cab Calloway and his orchestra, and from Hipster Halloween, we heard his version of Nightmare. Prior to that, we heard the Hudson DeLange Orchestra with Mr. Ghost Goes to Town. During the 40s, of course, one of the popular vocalists of those years was Vaughn Monroe, and he was not only quite popular, but very well respected, even by his record label, who sent him out on behalf of RCA Victor to tour the country. And in 1950, even though he was about ready to disband his orchestra, he still had a marvelous voice and had a wonderful hit with Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. In the sky, their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet, 'cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear their cry, yibbe-i-oh. Loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yay!
Yippee-yay! sky.
At precisely 12 o'clock, the spooks began to rhyme. Swinging at the seance, 12 ticks. Swinging at the seance, hot licks with the medium in trance. How that horn began to blare. Swinging at the seance, 5 men. Swinging at the seance, jive meant when the trumpet blasted out, all the spooks began to shout. That music came through so sweetly low down, yet nobody knew who was riffing around. Swinging at the seance, black coats. Swinging at the seance, blue notes. Why the trumpet could have won a cup. It's jiving broke the seance up. And who do you think did the getting away? No one else but Billy May. at the seance, 12 ticks. Swinging at the seance, hot licks with the medium in trance. How that horn began to dance. Swinging at the seance, black coats. Swinging at the seance, blue notes. Why, the trumpet could have won a cup. It's jiving broke the seance up. And who do you think did the ripping away? No one else but Billy May.
Whistling in the dark just to scare the ghosts away? I know there's something following me that I can't see. Someone sure laid an awful hex on me.
A hex? Aw, Tex, that's pretty far-fetched. Man, I think you're just a little bit touched.
If you'd have got a load of what I saw last night, you'd have passed a Yankee clipper on its maiden flight. Last night I saw up on the stair a little man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. How I wish he'd go away. When I came home last night at 3, the man was waiting there for me. But when I looked around the hall, I couldn't see him there at all. Go away, go away. Don't you come back anymore. Go away, go away. And please don't slam the door. Last night I saw up on the stair a little man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away.
We started that set with Glenn Miller and his, or excuse me, Vaughn Monroe singing his big hit from 1950, Riders in the Sky. Then we turned to Glenn Miller's orchestra and three bewitching hits. Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, of course, from The Wizard of Oz. We followed that up with Swingin' at the Seance and The Little Man Who Wasn't There, featuring tenor saxist Gordon Tex Beneke. Now we're going to play a couple of tunes from the Casa Loma Orchestra of the mid-30s. Here's the Goblin Band.
Bye.
Glenn Gray's Casa Loma Orchestra from the 30s, we heard the Goblin Band, followed by Boneyard Shuffle. This is Dave Gloss. I'm here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock here on KGNU Swing Shift. I want to thank you for joining us, and big thanks for supporting our fall pledge drive. And I want to make sure that you know how much I appreciate those of you who contributed during my program. It always does the soul good. Next up, we have a big hit from Frank Sinatra Capital years of the 1950s.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. That crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
devil.
Oh, the devil with the devil, says I.
Shh, look out for the devil. Look out for the devil. Look out for the devil.
Oh, the devil with the devil, says I. You're so afraid of old man Satan, now why don't you stop your hesitating? You're gonna be a long time dead, so the devil with the devil, says I. You're always giving me the dickens, telling me that life's no easy pickings. But just as long as I have fun, why the devil with the devil, says I. You can have your social teas and bingo for your fun, but the things I like to do, you stop me one by one. Now even if you make me stronger, that ain't gonna make me live no longer. So even if I go to the devil with the devil, says I.
Look out for the devil, look out for the devil.
Oh, the devil with the devil, says I.
Larry Clinton and his orchestra from 1938, The Devil with the Devil. And prior to that, we heard Witchcraft, of course, with Frank Sinatra. Next up is another big hit, number one hit from 1950. And Phil Harris was well remembered for this tune that, probably wasn't much on the intellectual charts, but it sure is fun. Here's The Thing.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. Ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that and don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that and don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of them,
stay behind me, Satan. I want to resist, but the moon is low, and I can't say no. Get thee behind me. Get thee behind me, Satan. I mustn't be kissed, but the moon is low, and I may let go. Get thee behind me. Someone I'm mad about is waiting in the night for me. Someone that I mustn't see. Satan, oh, get thee behind. She promised to wait, but I won't appear, and she may come here. Satan, she's at my gate. Oh, get thee behind me. Stay where you are, it's too late.
Bradley and his orchestra with Get Thee Behind Me, Satan. And my last tune goes out to my good friend Al Stein. And I know this isn't quite swing, but I'm sure you'll enjoy the Monster Mash.
Graveyard smash.
They played the mess.
We had caught on in a flash.
They played the mess.
they played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Whoa.
Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band.
Whoa.
And my monster mash is the hit of the land.
Whoa.
For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When
Whoa.
You get to my door, tell them what it meant
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Whoa.
Mm.
Monster mash. Whoa.
Mash. Ooh.
Monster mash. Whoa.
Easy, boy. You impetuous young
monster
boy.
Mash. Whoa.
At 10 o'clock, it's my duty to remind you, this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Now, be sure to stay tuned with Kathy and more great Halloween jazz sounds.
Children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
KGNU on Wednesday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m. for an intimate evening with John Nichols, a veteran political correspondent at The Nation and author of Horsemen of the Trumpocalypse, a field guide to the most dangerous people in America. Nichols will discuss his new book, The War on Journalism and Its Impact on War and Peace. The talk will be followed by a book signing. That's an evening with John Nichols, a book talk and signing, 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, November 1st at the Highland City Club in Boulder. All proceeds will benefit KGNU. Tickets and more information at kgnu.org.
Hidey, 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 hidey. You didn't see me climb through the window. Nobody had to open that door. I just climb right through the wall, and I want you one and all to stand aside and let me have the floor. Take a look, I'm not such a stranger. Here's the face you cookies all ought to know. You can tell me I'm not wanted, but the joint will still be haunted, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Remember when I kicked the bucket in my mansion up on Stryver's Row? When they came and took me off in a zillion-dollar coffin, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Tell me, do you remember me?